North Korea. It's one of the most closed and repressive societies on Earth. Yet, in the dictatorship's very heart, a university, largely paid for by the West, is attempting to open the minds of the state's future elite. The BBC has gained unprecedented access to the Pyongyang University of Science and Technology and witnessed the education of the regime's next generation. Chris Rogers reports.
They're the sons of some of the most powerful men in North Korea, including senior military figures, marching to class, singing songs about war. Our supreme commander, Kim Jong-un, we will defend him with our lives, they sing. 500 students, handpicked by Kim Jong-un's regime, to receive a Western education at the Pyongyang University of Science and Technology, or PUST. The university's goal is to equip them with the skills to help modernize the impoverished country and engage with the international community.
So when you plan a whole field, you want every plant in that field.
All classes are in English, and many of the lecturers are American. Remarkable, considering North Korea has for decades isolated itself from the outside world, and America is its hated enemy. Over breakfast, some tell me they're warming to Americans, if not the US government.
When you first met a foreigner, an American, were you wary? Were you nervous of meeting an American?
Because the first time we were nervous. American people is different from the US. We think so.
You want to make good relationship with all the countries.
Oh, great the heart. Oh, great the heart.
PUST's founder and president, Dr. James Ching-Kyung Kim. The Korean-American entrepreneur was invited by the regime to build PUST, based on a similar university he'd opened in China. He raised much of the £20 million it cost from American and South Korean Christian charities.
I am full of thankful to this government. They trust me and give me all authority in my hand, operating these schools. Can you believe it?
It is hard to believe. According to human rights groups, North Korean citizens found practicing Christianity are persecuted.